for go-getters and just going to betters. It's the Pre-W. Smith Show with Jeff Sloan on 760 WJR.
All right, welcome back to the Pre-W. Smith Show. Now turning our attention to how Detroit is facing a decline in revenue due to a declining tax base. That, as a result, apparently, that in part being driven by the fact that more people are working remotely these days. We're going to get the story from Annalise Frank. She's with Axios Detroit, and this is a story we need to pay attention to. Annalise.
So basically, this story centers on how the pandemic is driving a lot of changes in how Detroit looks at the revenue it's taking in each year, like tax revenue. And one of the huge ways that we've seen a big difference in how much revenue Detroit is taking in is around income taxes. And the reason for that is if you work in Detroit, you'll know that you pay income taxes if you work in the city. And people who live and work in the city pay more than people who live outside of the city and commute into the city to work. But if you're one of those people who commute in, which, you know, Detroit is quite a commuter heavy city to downtown, at least, you know, it was before the pandemic. So you don't have to pay income taxes for the hours you work outside of the city. So as you can probably guess, with a lot of people working more remote, that represented a potential decline in income taxes that the city would be collecting. Because if people are working remote, they're not working in the city if they live outside the city. So we've seen this fluctuate over the years of the pandemic. It's kind of hard to pin down. And so when the city holds its sort of biannual conferences to show how it's estimating its revenue and how much the city is going to take in each year to kind of, you know, get a sense of what's going on, they kind of are talking about how the pandemic is driving these unknowns. You know, it's hard to say because you have to look at how many companies are deciding to bring their workers back into the office. And that's very in flux, right? It kind of sometimes it seems like a lot of companies are going to be bringing workers back in. A lot of people are still remote. So it's really a moving target and it's reflected in the city's budget.
And so has Detroit really indicated how they're going to tackle this or face this moving forward, Annalise?
So basically, this is just a reality that the city has to live with. And it's not as bad as it was in terms of, you know, the revenue shortfall. As people probably remember, you know, there was huge revenue shortfalls for the city and all the cities across the country when the pandemic started. But it hasn't been quite as bad as expected for some of these years. You know, in 2021, the city estimated it was going to lose $85 million due to specifically this issue with income taxes and remote work. And remote work's effect on income taxes, but it ended up better than predicted at about $55 million. So quite a big difference there. So basically, the city has had to shore up its finances to deal with this new reality. And what I wrote about recently is how these losses are now predicted over the next 5 years. You know, they're going to continue because people are going to continue to work remotely or work hybrid. This isn't something that's going to end, but it is going to be a little bit better than they thought. They previously thought it'd be like $30 to $40 million each year that they'd be losing due to this, and now they're seeing maybe 25 to 29 million losses per year due to this change in how people work.
Well, I know one thing that's really important to the success of City of Detroit, both in terms of being able to continue to earn much needed revenue and beyond, and that is attracting people to move to the city. How is that impacting the issue and how is that being addressed?
That is certainly a very large focus for Mayor Duggan's administration, kind of seeing Detroit as a place to move to, you know, a city that has been losing population in the census, you know, definitely wants people to move here. And, you know, then they would be paying what the you know, 2.4% income tax as opposed to 1.2% if you, you know, live outside and commute in. So, yeah, gaining population is certainly a large goal. And the housing market, I guess, you know, quite complex. It is a hot market, but at the same time, you know, Detroit is losing population. So there's kind of several issues there to contend with. And that all affects the city's bottom line, obviously.
And so it seems that what we want to do is change the dynamic and have fewer people working remotely, even fewer in a hybrid model, and more back in the office.
Well, there's been, you know, reports about, you know, GMs and how the Renaissance Center, that's a big, it's a huge office building in the city. And there's been plans to bring people back there. There's a lot of companies going hybrid. What we've really seen from the national level on this is that over the course of the pandemic, people have been coming back to the office steadily, right? And the number of people who are hybrid has also been increasing. You know, the number of people who are remote has been decreasing since 2021. But interestingly enough, the last 6 months or so, the number of people who are on site has been decreasing pretty substantially here. Axios has looked at some data from LinkedIn that shows, you know, that about 50% of U.S. workers say they're mostly on site versus 28% say they're remote. But that 50% who say they're on site is down from, you know, maybe 55% 6 months ago. So it really is hard to predict. You know, one would assume that the number of people on site would steadily increase, but it's hard for anybody to predict the future right now. And that's something that we'll be getting a lot of news about in the coming days and weeks. On Friday, the mayor is going to be presenting his proposal for next year's budget to City Council. And then from there, City Council will have a lot of discussions with the departments and they'll be finalizing the budget. So in the coming weeks, we should really be seeing a lot more about how the city's going to be spending next year.
All right, Annalise Frank, thanks for being on. We'll be following this story. Annalise Frank, reporter for Axios Detroit. Headed out to a break. Back with more in a minute right here on the Pre-W. Smith Show.